I think we're going to probably start to broach the subject again. And I think what we've seen over the last couple of years, most notably since Miguel Díaz-Canel decided to acknowledge Maduro's election victory, which most of the world did not. He aligned with, you know, some of the folks that probably did not mesh well with a relationship with the United States. And that sort of took a lot of the luster off of this effort to try to normalize relationships with Cuba. And so it sort of stalled, quite frankly. And I think people probably looked at it as if they, you know, myself included, I don't want to go down that road and alienate, you know, my colleagues over this issue when Miguel Díaz-Canel, I had hoped that when he ascended to the position that he's in now, that he would be a reformer type figure. That was the impression I got initially. I haven't had the opportunity to meet him, but there was an effort on their part to facilitate a meeting. And after the Maduro thing, I was kind of cooled on him a little bit. We're starting to see that turn. I think people need to understand that the Cuba trade is a highly charged political issue that presidents don't want to touch typically in their first term. And the reason is because Florida is a pivotal state, and the Cuban Americans in South Florida are very vocal. But I honestly think that, and I've seen polling over the years, and when I say over the years, I'm talking about probably the last, you know, 5 or 6 years, that we're seeing a generational shift in the attitude toward our relationship with Cuba. And so now we have, millennial Cuban Americans asking the question, why can I not go back and visit my grandmother or my grandfather in Cuba? Valid point. And we saw that the President Obama took some steps to that end, but everything he did was executive action. And I think the mistake that he made was he assumed we had a Republican majority throughout most of his tenure, and he assumed that Republicans wouldn't support anything to do with changing the posture in Cuba. I think that was not a good assumption. So he did everything unilaterally through executive action. And of course, then Trump came in and sort of reflexively did away with all of that. So we've not been able to make progress in a meaningful way in that, because it's a back and forth. It's always a political football. And I think, quite frankly, on the ag front, we would be doing ourselves and the Cuban people a major favor by saying, let's start this process by selling U.S. ag products in Cuba. And if we can get there, I think we can take the next steps and build on that. There are those in Congress that propose a full-on repeal of the embargo and an immediate sort of reestablishment of a relationship with Cuba. I'm not rejecting that, but I think the best place to start is with ag.